This is the second part of the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. In this part of the meditation, we banish any energies around us that we now wish to send out of our sphere of influence. The perfect time to do this is at the time of the setting sun. As before, find the orientation so that you are facing west, the direction of water, the place of the setting sun. Again, we are going to use all of our five senses of hearing, feeling, seeing, tasting, and smelling to energize and create the most powerful thought form that we can. So either sitting or standing, facing the west, close your eyes and take two deep breaths. On the out breath, let go of any resistance to doing this meditation. Connecting to the feelings that your physical body are giving you in this moment, which brings your consciousness into the now moment. The now moment where everything is being created. The past and the future are just thought forms that have no substance in matter. Feel the sensations of being in a physical body. And then allow the ability to feel to extend in all directions around you, so that you can feel the space in which you find yourself at this moment in time. Remember that the breath is also a part of consciousness, and breathe as though you are breathing the whole of the space around you. As before, we are going to let go in consciousness of the shape of the environment in which we find ourselves, and in its place we are going to build up the thought forms of the four directions. The first one is the direction in which we are facing, which is the west. This is the direction of water. I want you to create an image in your mind's eye before you now of a vast ocean. It is evening and the moon is full, hanging above this vast ocean, shining its clear white light on the waves as they crash towards us. There are clouds scurrying across the moon. And there are sheets of rain. Raining down water upon the ocean. And this is travelling from right to left. The sea itself is stormy. And the white crests of the waves are curling towards us. And coming towards us. Feel the energy of the moisture in the air as we contemplate and create this scene. In the far distance on the horizon, we see a pillar of light coming through the water and going right up into the sky. This pillar is violet in colour. It has violet flashes of lightning travelling up from the ocean, up its length into the sky. This is the Archangel Gabriel. As we feel the energy of the ocean moving before us, we send our feeling body beneath the waves and feel the myriads of life forms that the ocean holds, from the smallest microscopic life form to the largest whale. We feel the chill of the darkest depths of the ocean. All of these qualities are the qualities of the Devic Lord of Water, who is Niksa. Holding that image before us, we now focus on the direction behind us, which is the east. Behind us, we feel and see in our mind's eye a vast plain stretching out behind us. In the distance, mountains, green mountains, and on the tops, snow-covered caps. There is a breeze blowing across the plains, and there are eddies, currents of wind and whirlwinds, dancing and raising dust across the plains. This is the elemental lord of Peralda. As we feel the energy of the mountains in the distance, we see the sun rising, and the colours of the sunrise, of the pink and the yellow. And behind the mountains, we see a vast column of energy rising, which is pale yellow. And again, yellow lightning flashing from behind the mountain, travelling all the way up this column and disappearing into the highest reaches of the sky. This is the Archangel Raphael, the Angel of the East. To our right, there is a landscape, an environment of tropical rainforest with undulating hills covered in the darkest green. There are clouds of mist hanging over the trees. We can feel the heat, the sweltering heat of the humidity which is being radiated from the trees. When we send our feeling body into the trees, we can feel the myriad of life forms, from the smallest insect crawling at the base and the mulch of all the dead leaves, to the biggest creature, the gorillas, the elephants, storming through these trees. We can smell their scent. We can feel their sweat. We can smell the musty earth. This is the qualities, the energy of the elemental of earth, Gob. Rising up in the distance, through the middle of the trees, is a massive column of light, of electrical power. And the colour of this column is citrine yellow, russet red and black. This is the Archangel Uriel, the Angel of the Earth. To our left, we feel and we see a vast desolate landscape with volcanoes erupting all around us, with one massive volcano right in the middle. Plumes of orange fire, smoke, ash and dust is sent high into the sky. The sides of the volcano are covered in smoke, and down the side of the volcano is orange lava pouring down its sides in all directions. These are the qualities of the elemental lord of fire, Jin. Behind the volcano is a massive column of orange electrical fire rising up high into the sky. Again, lightning, orange lightning travelling up the length of this column and disappearing into the highest reaches of the atmosphere. This is the Archangel Michael, Michael, the Angel of the South. Feel the qualities of each of these archangels as they are around you. Feel the qualities of the elemental lords that are around you in this moment. And recognize that you Also, the sum total of these qualities in this moment. There is no separation between you and them. Using all of your five senses, create as perfectly as you can the visualization of each of these vistas on the cardinal direction. And we now invoke the Kabbalistic cross. Take your attention to that place, one hand's width above your head, and feel the spin of your crown chakra. It is here that we are going to intone a word of power which will activate your crown chakra. The word of power is Ato. Of that word resonating in your crown chakra now, and draw the power of it all the way down in front of you and anchor it into your solar plexus chakra, two fingers width below your navel. And it's here that we will intone the second word of power. This word is Malkut. Malkut. Feel the vibration resonating now in your solar plexus, and feel the link between your crown and your solar plexus, and the very powerful vibration of the line of light that you have just created. Still holding the visualization around us and the line of light from our crown to our solar plexus, we now move to our right shoulder and intone the third word of power. This is Ve Gebura. Ve that vibration across your chest and anchoring it into your left shoulder, we sound the fourth word of power, which is Ve Gedula. Ve the cross that you have generated. Place your consciousness at the center of this cross, and we intone now the fifth word of power. This word is Leola. Vibration of the whole of your body, the cross, and the four directions resonating with these words of power. As we go back now to the space in front of us, we create now the pentagrams around us. This time we draw them in the opposite direction to the first meditation. Starting again at the top, we take a line of light, the color of violet, of Gabrielle, and we take it from the top down to the right hand side at the bottom, from the bottom right to the middle left, from the middle left to the middle right, from the middle right down to the bottom left, and from the bottom left back to the top. This is the banishing ritual of the pentagram, and this banishes all energy. Stabbing your finger to the center of this pentagram, or your attention, we vibrate the power name for this direction for this pentagram. The name is Ahaye. As we turn the name, the pentagram flames into violet fire. And going to the centre of it, we take that fire now and take it round to our right and anchor it in the direction of the north. So feel the energy of you drawing that line of light of fire from that pentagram round to the left, round to the right, sorry, and anchoring it in the direction of the earth. Bringing it up to the top point in the pentagram, we take it from the point down to the bottom right, across to the middle left, from the middle left across to the middle right, from the middle right down to the bottom left, and from the bottom left back to the top again. This time the fire is citrine yellow, russet and black. And we intone now the power word by stabbing our finger into the centre of our attention. The power name is Agala, Agla. Feel the pentagram burst into flames with this name and taking that flame from the centre. Describe it in an arc from the right hand side round to where the direction is behind you, the direction of the east. And feel the circle of fire unbroken going all the way to the back of you now. From the centre, bring it up to the top, bring it down to the bottom left, from the bottom left to the middle right, from the middle right to the middle left, from the middle left down to the bottom right, from the bottom right to the top. Again, stabbing the center, or with your intention, placing your center, your intention at the center of this pentagram, we now intone the word Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. This word ignites the pentagram in blazing yellow fire. Taking that fire from the center of the pentagram, we now describe it in an arc, coming round the back of us to our left in the direction of the south. Holding it there, we go to the top of the pentagram. From the top, we go down to the bottom right. From the bottom right, we cross to the middle left. The middle left to the middle right. From the middle right down to the bottom left, and from the bottom left back to the top. Centering our attention in the middle again, we now intone the last word of power. This word is Adonai. Adonai. This ignites the pentagram in blazing orange fire. Taking that fire, we now close the circle by bringing it back in front of us once again, so that we are now surrounded by a circle of fire with four pentagrams in each of the four quadrants. Feel the energy of these pentagrams, feel the energy of the directions, feel the qualities of the elements. Feel the cross that you are. And we now intone the following statement. Before me, Gabriel. Behind me, Raphael. To my right, Uriel. To my left, Mikael. Around me burn the mighty pentagrams. Behind me shines the six red star. Feel the energy of a six-pointed star blazing behind you now. It's at this point that we now banish any energies that we wish to have outside our sphere of influence. Taking your right hand, I want you to place it edge on in front of your face. Curl the last two fingers down with the index and middle finger pointing upwards and the thumb laid on top of those two fingers. Extend your arm in front of you in the direction of the pentagram of the west. At this moment, take any energy you feel that's around you that you no longer wish to have around you and project it down your arm, through your fingers, beyond the circle of the pentagrams which are around you now. This could be a person, a place, or a thing. It could be a character trait. It could be something that you wish to let go of in your life. It could be a negative influence. It could be anything that you no longer require around you energetically in this moment. Using your intention, feel it leave you in this moment. And see and feel it go beyond the circles of pentagrams that you have created. Hold this intention until you feel you are totally clear of this energy. Once you have done that, bring your hand back in front of your face. Point your index finger upwards and place it against your lips in the sign of sealing your lips. So if we were going shush to somebody, we would hold our finger across our lips, in front of our lips. Do that now. This is an ancient symbol of sealing the space around you so that the energy that you have just projected cannot enter your sphere of influence again. Hold this gesture until you feel it is totally anchored in this moment. Feel that you are totally clear of all of the influences, all of the energies which you have banished outside of the circle of pentagrams that you have created. When you've done that, lower your hands into your lap, and we finish once again by intoning the Kabbalistic cross. Placing your attention above your head in your crown chakra again, we intone the first word of power, which is Ato. Feel the vibration resonate in your crown chakra and feel it vibrate the four pentagrams around you. Ato. Feel the vibration and bring it down as a line of light and anchor it two finger widths below your navel in your solar plexus chakra, intoning the second word of power, and feel the vibration of the word. The word is Malkut. Line of power which connects your crown chakra and your solar plexus. We take our attention to our right shoulder, intoning the third word of power, Vegebura. Taking that vibration across our breast and anchoring it into our left shoulder, we intone the fourth word of power, Vedidula. Vedidula. Feel the powerful vibrating cross that you have now become. Feel the connection to the four pentagrams around you, to the four Devic Lords, to the four Archangels. We place our attention at the point where the cross is, the center, and we intone the last word of power which will seal this meditation. The word is Le Olam. Le have banished all harmful energies, all unqualified energies from your sphere of influence. We send our thanks to the angels who have stood around us through both of these meditations. And we ask them to remain around us unconditionally, to guide and to guard us throughout our work on this plane. Feel the connection to your physical body of being, which will allow you to let go of this thought form and allow the thought form of your previous environment to build up around you once again. By doing this meditation over and over again, the thought forms become more and more powerful. You create more and more detail, and it will have a profound effect on the third dimensional plane. It is the start of a path of creating thought forms that will manifest anything you wish to have around you on the third dimensional plane. Allowing now the environment in which you started this meditation to be fully anchored around you, connecting to your physical body. Just ground yourself as much as you can and then just open your eyes.